And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Our Sherrard High School Sports Spotlight this week has us talking Sherrard Tigers boys cross country. We're talking with junior Alex Belhaas. So Alex, we'll start by just kind of getting a sketch of how the season has gone to this point. I know it's early, but how have you been able to think the Tigers have fared in cross country so far this season?
I think we fared pretty well. I think overall as a team, I think we're doing really well. I think we have a really strong top five, top seven this year. And I think we're going to keep improving and keep doing better than last year. All of our times have been improving since last year, and we got a new guy in our top five. So I think we're doing really strong, and I think we have a big possibility of making it to the state as a team this year.
So how about you individually? I know over the weekend in Oregon, an 11th place finish individually, which earned you medalist honors at that event. So can you speak to maybe individually how you think you've been running so far this season, and maybe what have been some of the keys, do you think, individually for you to be successful this year so far?
Yeah, I think I missed the first meet because I wasn't feeling too good, and then I came back the second meet, and I was still pretty sick, and I was surprisingly happy with how I ran. I ran faster than I did last year there, and I was still sick, and I was really happy with my race at Oregon. I think some of the keys for my success, I think probably for sure my coach. I think I have a really good coach. He really understands us well. He really knows the mechanics of running. I think I have a great team who really support each other, and they're all there with me on workouts, and we all have fun together, and it just makes practice a lot funner than being by yourself. And I think just putting in the work over the summer and during the season, I think that's another big success, and I think that's something really important to be successful.
Well, you've talked a lot about your teammates so far, and I know you've had, you know, pretty good team success so far this season, too. We were talking about you individually in Oregon. Now, that was a 29-team event, and Sherrard finished fifth on the boys' side as a team. So speak a little bit more about the team you're running with in terms of how you've been able to finish so far in events, because like you were talking about, it looks like you've got a pretty strong group running together in 2025.
Yeah, we do. We do have a strong top five. I'm really happy with our top seven. We have five guys in the 17s, three guys in the 17s, two guys in the 16s. So I'm really happy with that. I think we ran extremely well at Oregon. I think we had four out of our top five guys PR from last year, which I'm really happy with. And I think we did pretty well for the beginning of the season and how our coach wants us to be running right now. So I was really happy with that. I think everyone had a good race. I think everyone was happy with how they raced. And yeah.
Well, you got the chance to compete at the state cross country meet last year as you were able to qualify as an individual. Speak to me a little bit about that experience and what maybe you were able to take away from your success in the postseason last year and maybe apply it to what you're trying to do this year.
Yeah, I mean, it was a blast. It was really fun. I mean, it was just a great experience. I learned a lot. I think that something I can take away is just like trying to keep my miles more consistent and, you know, don't go out with the pack too fast. You know, everyone's out there. They're excited to be at state. There's a lot of adrenaline going. So I think one of the things that I learned, I think just, you know, you got to keep yourself composed and just go out there and, you know, not all out sprint the first mile. You got to keep yourself composed and keep yourself maintained and keep your breathing right and not get caught up in the moment. And I think I'm, for this postseason, I think I know about that. And I'm still happy. I was really happy with my race last year there. And I think I can race even better this year, having went last year. So I think I did get a lot of experience, and I learned a lot from the state meet last year. I mean, it was a blast. There was a lot of people there. And it was a lot of fun, and I'm really excited to go with my whole team this year.
Yeah, so you talked a little bit about what you're hoping to get out of the season. So as you look ahead down the rest of the cross-country season here in 2025, as a junior for you, both individually and team-wide, what are some goals and maybe expectations, too, you have for yourself and Sherrard's boys cross-country group as a whole as you look down the line this year?
Some goals that I have for myself, obviously make it to state. I'm hoping to PR by a big margin from last year. I'm hoping to get close to the 15.0s, 15.10s this year, and faster than that would be better. As a team, I'm really hoping that most of our top five can get down in the 16s and obviously qualify for state. And I know a big goal as a team is to try to make it top 10 in state. So I know that's a big goal for the team. I think a lot of the guys have their own personal goals. And, yeah, I'm hoping to get around, hopefully, under top 25 at state this year.
That is Sherrard Jr. cross country runner Alex Belha joining us on the High School Sports Spotlight this week. Alex, appreciate the time, man. Good luck the rest of the season.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for your time.